Also very kindly, the Ruben, who is part of our ship, is part of our ship over here, is sponsoring today's share in honor of the engagement of my son, and also sponsored today's learning in honor of the Ibn Ishmael's his father. So right, we are up to Nun Beis Amud Aleph 52a, the Mishnah. Kiseo Arishoi Omar Hasheni Omotsoi Megole. So we're talking about two people who own the pits, and one of them covered it, and somehow or another got uncovered. Doesn't say how it got uncovered, but got uncovered. Omar Hasheni Omotsoi Megole, the second guy came and he found it, it was uncovered. But like we said, he was negligent and didn't cover it up. So who is now Chayiv? Now it's owned by two people. Are they both Chayiv? Is it the second one Chayiv? So it says the Mishnah, the second one is Chayiv, Shini Chayiv. So we'll have to understand in the Gemara, we're going to discuss from how long. Why should the second one be Chayiv forever? It's also the first person's pit. So that's going to be discussed in the Gemara. Let's see, Rashi, Kiseo Rishon, Kishini Shtamish Boi. The first guy covered it. After he finished using it, he covered it. And the second one came to use it. Why is Rashi telling us what the second one wants to do with it? Who cares whether the second one's using it or saw it? Why is Rashi stressing that the second guy is coming to use it? So tomorrow we're going to see that this first guy is a bit left off the hook more than the second guy. The second guy is chayv straight away. The first guy, give him enough time until he finds workers to cut wood and to make a cover. So the reason is, since the second guy used it, he became, so to speak, the shema, and therefore he's more liable than the first guy. Excellent. Had the second guy just walked past it. Not used it, then he's exactly the same as the first time. And therefore, they both have that leniency of the time it takes to get the Shua.
Okay, so it's really to be with the haik and the language of Rashi from the first person to the second person. The first person is definitive. He used the pit. The second one, they came in order to use the ishtamesh bo. He used it. Is there anything like why you changed it? It slightly bothered me. Does he actually come and use it?
He has to use it. Who cares about his intention?
Right, so he's from Kuwait, and why should stick with the same?
Right, so Vashi and Vashimish, but why is it there? It's shining. We could all have done it. First time, something never, I don't know. So he found it uncovered. Okay, that's really the henchman one. How did the first guy, how did the second guy find out covered when the first guy covered it? So Rashi, it became rotten. Venishba kisu in the kisu group. So the shame is chayiv and the rishon is potter. We're on Why they both chayiv? Because they both b'sheah. They left their cup uncovered. But the Ketani Hashim Yechayiv, that one, it says the Mishnah, the second one's chayiv, or Kibno. So he's now got a question. We're saying here, if the first guy didn't cover it, then they're both chayiv. But in the previous Mishnah we learned last time, The infant said it brought two ships in, and the first guy used it, and then he let the second guy use it. So the first guy didn't cover it, and then the second guy used it, and the shaming's guy, not the Christian. So how can we reconcile the steering and shines? The previous mission said the first guy used it, handed over to the second guy, and the second guy's guy. And this mission says if the first guy covered it, then the first guy's bottom. Much right, he didn't cover it. The first guy's also high. So steer the contradiction between the two Mishnahis. Says Rashi, the answer is Poshut. Or Kimna, we established Sheni Chayrish and Sheni Mishnahish. That the first case, the first Mishnah was talking about, when the first guy saw the second guy using it, and he said either he gave him the cover, which was Mamshat, or the actual fact he saw that he was using it and then he was unable to cover it. That's why the first guy's off the hook. It's so much Allah Shiva said because he saw that the second guy was using it and he relied on the second guy to cover it. Which means in our mission, I'm not going to be some of the other what we're learning now. Was the first guy a Bishaya, or did he rely on the second guy? He was a Bishaya in every side. In the mission, I'm not other from another, the first guy wasn't a Bishaya, but he saw the second guy was using it and he relied on him. I didn't think I was a Shaya, or he. Some relied on him, he gave him the cover, and therefore the first guy was off the hook.
In this Rashi, where it says Avah looks at Rishon Bahashani Matsav Bula, the second one, is he just walking by and witnessing it, or is he actually taking water and doing something and then leaving it?
In which case, in that case, could be if it didn't do anything.
It's just a witness. He walks past
his. It's his bow as well. We're talking about both children. So in this case, but the first guy didn't use that, the second guy didn't use it, they're both equal.
What if the first guy uses it, the second guy doesn't?
What about the concept of Brera? Is that a play in here? The fact that the last one to use it was the other one. He has bottles over it, and the second one, if he didn't, he walked past and didn't use it. The Baal still remains with the first one. Is there any notion of it?
Not really, no, because the law is if you have a pit and you know it's uncovered, you have to cover it, even if somebody else used it. And somebody else would say, we came to show you. Since the first guy, let's say I had a pit and somebody used it, and now I look around and see it's open. So I can't say, well, okay, there's a show he has to have looked after.
If a third party comes and sees a pit and Shusarang, he says, I'm thirsty, leaves it uncovered, why? The Pasuk speaks about it. He uncovered a pit. Isn't that the new party, the Baha Bor?
We're talking about here where even the first guy didn't cover it. So he's talking about a point.
Let's see if this is not sure if it's just simplified this, because one person builds a board, sure, so rapid,
right,
and covers it.
And covered it. Okay, if you covered it.
And then he walks past it and says, it's uncovered. Somebody else came and took water.
It's not his problem.
Even though it's his pit, it's not his problem.
Because he covered it.
So, can't you argue in this case with Shutfus, the first Shutan, right? Used the pit and left it uncovered. And then the second Shutan walk by and didn't do anything. It's not because of rare, it wouldn't be his pit.
You're saying, well, the master was covered once before, and then this first guy came along and covered it and I used it.
Is there a name? Does rare apply to this case? Can we discuss
that? That's an interesting shot. What happens if somebody thinks a bit, so everyone covered it, and somebody else comes and uncovered it? The original battle boy is sort of thrown, and he did what he was meant to have done. Now the first guy sees that the pit is uncovered. Does he have any obligation to cover it?
He's done it
by covering it.
Unless by covering it, it's no longer war, and so he needs to either uncover or re-dig it or something in order to regain balls over it, or does he, or is it
random? That's the side. That's the side. It's a very good side. If a guy digs a pit and covers it, he's bottom. And then something else uncovered it, or the wind uncovered it, to make it easier. Wind, and also English is something you want to think about. The wind uncovered it, and I saw that it was uncovered. Is there anything to do with me? Then in my rishos, I suppose in my book. In the case of Shisarabim, so made a double saying, the higher it's for it, so you thought it was not in your vacation.
Why? If you had a one of the property that talks about a tree, fell out from a Shisarabim, okay, or wall, okay, basically the higher the owner to get rid of. How's it?
It's better, but it counted it.
So we can't uncover it.
It's not my pick, Vaishai. Maybe you should do it.
He dug it up.
He dug it, he covered it. He got out of the way, he got stuck in it. It's not his pick. That wall was his stone, it's his wall. He got to do it. It wasn't his pick. Everything was just a yachid. Sorry, now you want to see my camera. Everything was just a yachid. Then his pick. His pick is obligated. Here it's just around, where he sized it. So he put it in your shoes. Because you appreciate it. I wasn't appreciating it. I covered it. And then you got again. Holy swallow would say, doctor. Then, once I got better, it was done the same. So, done the same. If it's true, he doesn't know it. So, this pig was covered at one time by the block punk. The first guy came along and uncovered it. So, why should the second guy be involved in the front? Even the first guy, if the second guy doesn't use it, why should he be alive? Harry, the first guy is one who uncovered it. And he should be potter. If this is true, if somebody thinks it's finished, this should be a problem. So we could be doing that here, he's up to shock and finish the office. Doesn't say where he's at. We could be doing that, finish the office. Rashi, next up, says the next case in the mission is doing that, finish the other. So it's not a schmuck. So the kids are leaving with a good question, it shows up. Yes.
Well, perhaps when we do learn later on, some of us puts the lid on the door. And we know that initially, sure, it could be perfectly right. We do know after time, though, it's worming.
No.
And I remember learning that there's a continuing obligation to check it periodically to about the worminess and then make sure that it's still there.
You said maybe you had to thought so. But you didn't have to.
Oh, no, I thought it was
there. Did you have to check it?
I thought yeah. You said. If you know that it's good for let's say 9 months, then he needs to go back and check. He needs to go the 9th month to make sure that the lid is still good or replace it. It doesn't negate the fact that he dug it unless he fills it in. I would think that he would still have a continuing obligation.
No, we're going to see, sir. It's gone.
It's not?
And if you know the covers have been lost in X amount of time, and you're right, you're pushed for after that time.
Right.
But in the case where it was unexpectedly working, they're not hiding. Because you did what you meant to have done.
I know, but that shows that the obligation is a continuing obligation, because you do know that unless you put like an iron or some sort of a.
You have to cover the dead.
What about if a place that doesn't have camels or elephants that walk around?
No.
And out of the blue, nothing to be expected, that elephant stepped on it and either broke it or could have.
Maybe it worked, yeah.
But whatever it was.
Yeah, so he's putter.
He's putter.
I was a thought so, and sorrow, I thought so, because he's done where it's not his kid. He covered that like he was meant to have done. But.
That elephant is a bad example, but the worminess, though, that's inherent with the lid.
But the truth is, I don't know, the Gemara is much annoying, unless we talk about Shisiyachis.
Well, that's
maybe the story of it. This is something we didn't talk about. The Mishnah is clear, the Gemara clearly says the Rishon would be high once he hears that it came uncovered and has to employ the Pohelim to recover it. So clearly, the Gemara doesn't make it covered. So what are we talking about? We're talking about just the officer should surround him. Should surround him is a chiddush for me. But the next case is
the
chiddush of the merchant
surround. Yeah. But I don't know if it really, if there's a, why it should be different because, you know.
It's not his pit.
It's not his pit, but we treat it as if it's his pit when someone should surround when he dug it.
Could use Pesheh, it wasn't Pesheh, it covered it.
But you know that you're covering is Roy, but it's only Roy for
top roll. That's the top of the thing. You did a good cover. That's what my case. did a good cover and somehow got uncovered. Mm-hmm. Right? It became worthy. I mean, he did a good cover. It became worthy. So, I went over to this last time, but Chloe and Gemara, Gemara says that the first day would be higher again. So, if we're talking about Boyan, which is the author that can understand it, the Boyan Shizuramin, then it's a Chidosh. It's a Chidosh, if it's talking about Boyan, which again, Rashi in the next case does seem to say we're talking about Boyan Shizuramin, then it's a Chidosh. Then we have to take their acceptance Chidosh. Then what? That if you dug a pit and you covered it, you're off the hook. If it gets uncovered, then you have to put it back again. Okay. Whatever it is, come back to your domain. If the din is, and it's just around it, the first guy does have to cover it again. Right? If that's the din, which is the pashtus reading in the Gemara, so then your question is answered as well. But then if the first guy uncovered it, and then the second guy saw that it was uncovered, he has to cover it again. The prayer is not going to help you. Because now it's back his bird.
He didn't do anything. He's not the original. I'm saying that the status, my question, Connor, was the first guy actually utilized that. Where remains that whoever is basically whose pit is it? So, like, he's demonstrating that it was his pit at that time.
That, not forever.
That, until somebody else.
Until I see it again, which is ambulance.
So, seeing is enough.
Sure. Once I know it, I'm probably left to do it. Okay, so we come out with a chiddush of Shmuel. Maybe we didn't discuss this last time. We come out with a chiddush. Look it up. Is this case in the Mishnah talking about Rishus Yochid or Rishus Rabbim? If it's talking about Rishus Yochid, it's very easy to understand. If it's talking about Rishus Rabbim, then there's a chiddush here. But if you take a pit and you cover it, your mom is off the hook. When it gets uncovered, it comes back into your shoes.
And you're shifting with the person who uncovered it.
Yeah.
The tour is just temporary. You're quite sure until you realize the problem.
Right. Which is a chiddush because he covered it. It's not his pit. Why should he have to have any remission? It's a chiddush, but that's. If it's too much, I'm a bit torn here. Svara, I would say it's not too much, but I know the next case, the very next case, Rashi clearly says it's too much, so.
In that level, when we learned Kiyako Kiyako, of course, we said that it's so you don't have to put your hands caught up.
Stays coming, it's okay.
You think you have to fill out if you dug it.
That's why I would say it should be bought. Right. Okay, tell me to look in.
Well, that's your national
Sunday, and Shem will check out. Well, I'll come back to you with the Sakharoch on it. For me, it's a good English. Okay, let's go to the next case of the Mishnah. He said, Kirovi, the Nobel is a Shoy or Chamoy. Something covered it like it should do. And yet, a Shoy or Chamoy fell in. The obvious question is, how did it fall in if it was covered in a properly? And the answer was, moldy or camel jumped over it. Something happened that was unexpected. And the Shoy or Chamoy fell in, or mace, bottle. Now, why bottle? But you did what you had to do. You covered it. Like you say, girl, if you covered it or not properly, that means it wasn't strong enough to withstand the camels or whatever was going over the area.
But it was already.
Yeah, it's difficult to hear.
And not far, the surface showed. Not far, okay, so there's Kimono Russia in this. One Russia, the muscle bottle. He said, Kiroi, you covered it like you should do, but over how long show you like a man and shame with that walked over it, and off and fell to the cup on this bottle. But Ramana Bari,
what's Rashi saying?
Honey.
That,
what is he saying beyond what the mission is saying?
Did you hear
the Rashi?
Joe Grimm was having a pacemaker adjustment.
Rashi says the words for Ova or Shoy HaChamoy. Rashi preempting what the Gemara is going to be saying soon, that we're talking about became weakened by the camels, and therefore the animal fell in. Why is Rashi saying this? Narrowly. The Mishnah here, comes to Rashi, can you talk about even a Shoy that's not even Shoy to get? A lot of people with plenty of regulators on show You only have a show in if it was expected, you know, if I should have expected it would fall in. For instance, a show walking at night time does not know that piece. Then I'll fall in and he can die. So I'm paying for that. Also, a show cherish, I'm paying for. What about a show if you care? So if the guy walks into a pit, am I kind or not? Answer is generally not. Unless there's a reason why the guy made this mistake. This was one of them. He covered it, and a camel walked over it and weakened it. The cover's still there. And therefore the show walked over it and fell inside. That's how things can be, even according to info should be careful.
And also, it's warming too from the beginning. Why does the Gemara or not the Gemara, the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah repeat the negative in full like that? And wouldn't you mashma the opposite?
Right.
It's quite lengthy and wordy there.
Why do you have to look at that one? You have to show. There is a deep both ways. Start with this.
Okay.
Do you say before that if someone is not involved in the pit, that comes across an unprotected pit, he doesn't need to cover it?
No. Only then I'll show some reason.
Yeah, there's not like no stuff they're selling, you can't ignore it.
Right, I'll show some reason, but you wouldn't be liable if you didn't do it. Right. You wouldn't have to be any to show if you didn't do it. So it's like any I'll show some reason, if somebody sees something having a pit, so it's water, if there's pipe.
Yeah,
so he has to call the money on behalf of the shop first fight. So it's all the same thing here. It's a dinner shop, so but there's no key to show it. Right. Next case in the Mishnah. This Mishnah, if you remember, we did it all in the Gemara, we did it in bits, in stages. But now we're done with another one to do the Mishnah Kisina.
So but if the Good Samaritan were to cover it, but not Karuin, then he would be liable even though it wasn't his pit.
Why?
Right. Because it would have fallen anyhow, but it would have
cared. Okay, not foul. The form of Kuril Kuril. There was a pit already dark. And somebody was inside this pit chiseling away. If the animal fell in because of this sound, the animal got shocked and fell into the pit. Chayv. Who's Chayv?
Balfour.
Guy's digging.
No. The one that done it. Balfour.
Only the Balabor. Only the Balabor. Not the chiseler. The person who's chav is only the balabor, not the person who's chiseling, because that's grammar.
He's probably with grammar. If he falls in the arm backwards, because like here, the animal falls backwards. Look, he falls backwards. It means, you remember the market? So, this is it for the first time around. It's two shots for the arm means.
Well, it could either be they fell into the pit but upside down, so it does, or it's kind of rock because there's no half up.
Right.
And down the point is high, or two, according to Shmuel, then it just fell outside of the pit. Because the man doesn't care whether it falls forward or backwards.
It means it tripped up on the pit and fell backwards. Bottom. Then the balabar is bottom. Even though it was his pit that caused him to trip up, so why should we bottom? It wasn't his pit, but it was the area around his pit. Therefore, there's a reason why it should be potty. Even sure, the holes that normally Kakarin Mechayim from the base of the pit, Mechayim for his masking, then it's not in the pit, it's out of the pit. Then you are bottom. Not bad after the first time round. And there is another shot. Why you bottle? Another shot for tasters there.
Oh, why?
Why is the bottle? Because it was a combination of two things.
Right.
It wasn't his pit, he fell in, it was outside. And also, it was with the credit beer. Had he tripped up on the pit on its own, had the animal tripped up on the pit on its own and fallen outside the pit, Shmuel would hold that the balabar would be high. according to the second chapter, it's his takana. But since it wasn't totally his takana, it wasn't his pit, because he tripped up on that pit, it didn't land in the pit, it landed outside the pit. And it wasn't totally his takana because there was something that caused it to trip, i.e., the chiseler. Therefore, the Baal HaBoi is pot. Our commitment to the two chapters is it necessary for us to talk about a case of Korach Rehob? Potter. The Akron Potter. What is necessary to say the Akron Korach Rehob? Was that necessary? Those two words. Was it necessary to stipulate him why he fell backwards outside the pit? If we go with the first chapter, and David told us that the Potter because of Karkar Olam, you don't need it. If you go with the second chapter, that it's because of a combination of the fact that he tripped up on the pit with the Kulakriya, it's very critical. It's very important for us to know why he fell back.
Ramnathan, he would have to be liable for the full amount.
Which case?
In the case of the Kulakriya, because it was caused by the Kulakriya.
It fell where?
Huh?
Where did he fall?
Oh, he fell. I guess he fell into the board.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what about Rabbanan? Don't they hold that he won't be liable for half?
Okay. That's would Rabbanan maybe possibly?
But you want to think about what would be?
Yeah, but he wasn't the one that pushed him in.
All right. What's the car? Right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's an important point. Actually, 2.5 minutes of David and Shmuel's other chapter. Why are we partially exempting the second guy, the Baal HaBoi, when he falls backwards? Is it because of the Kedavir or without the Kedavir? So it comes to a Dovid's chapter, without Kedavir, it comes to a Shmuel's chapter, it's only because there was a Kedavir. Right, okay, so we're going to see Rashi, and we're going to see how Rashi understood it. Says Rashi, not found the form of a Kedavir. Rashi, our Chazal, basically, the whole Sugya. So we're going to do the dropping. Slowly. Not on the bottom of the clear. Boy, there was a boy that was dug, already dug earlier. We never asked Kodak socking on the sofa. And someone else, a hired chiseler, went into that pit. The Hakim or the Hamik to widen it or to deepen it. We show Hoylach, Hoylach al Strasa boy. And the show went on the Strasa the boy. We show up Kodak Patish. And he heard the sound of the patish. The nivas, and he got frightened. The nava al polav the boy, and he fell on his face into the boy. Why is Rashi saying he fell on his face?
To make it fit within Rav.
Because Rashi wants to explain it to Rav, the effect of Hebel, and Rav holds the effect of Hebel to fall head down. According to Shmuel, but I meant to put the following name backwards. Why does Rashi want to explain it according to Rav? Maybe I'll not do that graph. Rashi holds that graph. Chayev Baal HaBoi. Who's Chayev?
Or just make it Chayev on our opinions. Might not necessarily be false by Rav, but just wants to make it so it's according to everybody.
So why does Rashi want to do that?
Why won't he?
Why add those to us? But I'll call the boy. Well, not the sugya. I'll never come to wrap this. I can just show this. Why do I actually feel the need to explain what nafal means?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, so this is that point. It's not the curry that is chayim. It's not the chisel that is going to grow up. But the baal HaBoi is chayim. Is there any chiddush in the fact that the baal HaBoi is chayim? I mean, he made that pick. Why shouldn't he be chayim? Is there any chiddush for the baal HaBoi is chayim?
Yeah, had there not been that sound, the animal wouldn't have been startled and wouldn't have fallen in. So why should he pay for the full amount when he didn't? It really wasn't. He didn't cause it to happen.
Very good. So you're saying not because maybe you wouldn't have fallen in, because the thing that actually triggered the fall of the animal wasn't the Baal HaBoi, it was someone else. So maybe we should say.
Well, if we're talking about a potato, it wouldn't have fallen in.
Okay, we'll see. Very good. Yeah.
We're talking about who else is here. That's what I was going to say. And he said, that's him, he's the Shaliach of the Balabor, right?
But he said, by the way, we know him. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, the thing I think was it was a third party, somebody at the chauffeur is practicing.
What's the difference? Yes, yeah, like the rest of us, if somebody's wearing a shofar, a valid and a person wearing a shofar is stamped out, he's allowed to do it. There's no time that the Baal shofar should have to play anyway. It's not even having
the
shy.
The Baal HaBor is still behind.
The Baal HaBor would be high, sure.
Okay, maybe his case high here, but he hired yet the coroner, the chiseler.
He's
the
shliach
of the
Baal HaBor. I'm saying even if it's on the other stomach, the Baal HaBor would be chayav.
Yeah, so why does Rashi have to say Koresh?
Right. What's Rashi pointing out to them to make Koresh of him? Shat is, Rashi wants to stress that it wasn't a Baal HaBor doing it. That's the Chiddush. Even though it wasn't a Baal HaBor doing it, it was someone else.
There's somebody
else. Still, the Baal HaBor is going to be chayav. Now, why should somebody else be in his pitch? It's either the Baal HaBor, it's his hired workers. It's Rashi, it wasn't the Baal HaBor, it was his hired workers.
But it could be somebody that goes right outside of the pit that could also startle the animal.
Right.
Rashi presents it, it's a shliach.
It's a creep.
Right, but Rashi makes the point that it's a hired hand, a shliach of the Baal HaBor.
Right, I'm telling you that. That's not the reason why Rashi spoke of that. It's just the opposite of making it. The Mishnah then we're talking about chisla. So if we don't have children, one or two people are going to be doing it. Either the Baal HaBor or somebody doing it on his behalf, a hired worker. So Rashi, don't say we're talking about the Baal HaBor here. It's not such a chiddush. We're talking about even the chisler. Even the chisler has a reason to be here. He's the goyim, he's not the Baal HaBor. Maybe blame on the chisler and make the Baal HaBor off the hook. If it was the Baal HaBor who was chiseling, so of course he's not off the hook. He's the one that caused the animal to fall in. If it was a chiseler causing it, so the Baal HaBor can say, what's it got to do with me? Maybe the Baal HaBor should be bottom. Chiddush of the Mishnah, Baal HaBor is still high.
And if it was a random person making noise, I don't know, then instead, the Baal HaBor would have.
Baal HaBor would also be high.
Right. So something to do with the fact that he instructed the guy to
know that they could be. That's why Dr. wants to set up, it's because the Baal HaBor told him to do it. That's not the pshat, because in Shia Baal HaBor.
Anybody would be fine to anybody.
No. Okay, yeah, don't make it more complicated than we have to. So Ramila says says Rashi, we're not talking about the Baal HaBor did, and this is the important line, and we'll see that we give on it said more time. Who's the one chiseling? It was the Baal HaBor chiseling, there's no chiddush whatsoever in the Baal HaBor going kind. Who caused the animal to fall in? You. So you who down the bit, you of course your kai. But if it was a chiseling, maybe the Baal HaBor exam should be off the hook. It wasn't me, somebody else caused it. Nevertheless, the Baal HaBor is going to be a chayav. And we're going to see in Rashi why is the Baal HaBor a chayav. He didn't cause it to fall in. Why is he a chayav? So we'll see that in the next time. But we're already talking about that. Why is Rashi start off saying Boyv Kurudo Menichas Kurdish Sovereign? So why is Rashi starting off saying the pig was already dug? Why don't we say, like a dog wanted to say, a guy hired a worker to dig the pit for him, and that worker was dug the pit, and then was chiseling, and the Baal HaBor would be hired because it's his pit. He asked the worker to make the pit for him.
Well, that wouldn't work because then it's the ball and chiseler would be the chiseler would be it's his pit. Oh, and he'd be either it's his pit or
it's his pit
because he can't do an avera.
Very good. Says Rashi doesn't give up without it. That it can't be talking about the chisel that made the whole pit, because then it's ancient Vaveda because he had no right to dig in Rishus HaRabim. This is the Rashi that told us that this Mishnah, at least this case of Mishnah, is talking about Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, I obviously suspect the case before I knew the Mishnah also was talking about Rishus HaRabim, which brings us back to a double or beforehand. So, okay.
Do we have to assume? Do we have to assume that the chiseler has done only a less than a mashu in the depth? Because if anybody had added to the depth, then it would be a joint of joint bore. But Rashi says both laharchiv ulaharmik.
Not by the phone, we're over this Rashi, Andrew's got a point here. Not by the phone, Bari Kuruya. There was a Bari already done. The Nicholas Kuruya Sophie the Surya, the Kuruya Sophie entered inside it. Leharchiv ulaharmik. Once again, it's in the future. And we're obviously talking about we did something, because otherwise there wouldn't be any noise. So Leharchiv ulaharmik. So Yaakov's got, oh yeah, it was laharmik. So he made it deeper. If we made it deeper, then Bala Kriya now should be Chayim, because he's now the Bala Goy.
And then you have Malkot if he's making it white.
Right? So it's a very good on this. So we saw in the circuit earlier, if somebody has a bit of eight, another person makes it into nine, or if it was only 10 and made it to 11, then they'd both be chayit.
And 11 turns 20.
So they'd both be chayit. So if the method made it deeper, then we talk about the balabor, it means both of them. Then that would be chayit. Good aura. Very good aura. Or we have to say they made it deeper only on one side and on the other side, and that's depending on the other side, which you learned that we're out of on the base, it depends on which side you fell. If you're on this that's side or the other side. Or is it deeper? It would be the same thing. If you only made it deeper on one side, you fell on the other side.
Yeah, but if you only made it wider, and then it could be if it was 10 feet already, and you made it wider so it's no longer toward there. And you're in Rob's world, so it's only.
It was heaven.
You can simplify this by saying that Nikmas Maharchi Wahami came to do this job, the first hit of the hammer.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened once in terms of changing the dimension.
Yeah, that was my first thought, actually. The Yaakov and Dovid suggested that it could also be true that his intention was to widen it, to deepen it, but he never got there. But as soon as he started chiseling, the sound came and the animal fell on top of him. And that is widening or deepening the pit could also be. And so, the kids will have to say in order to answer one of them are helping on the sugi. Either it means that the Harkin or the Harmony, the method we succeeded in making it wider or deeper, but the animal didn't fall from that side, the animal fell from the other side. And therefore, it's not to do with him. That was the most end up in an article base. Or was the other thing we wanted to say, the Harkin or the Harmony? Your answer is always saying that it didn't happen in the end. I thought we said a different chapter as well. So that's what we'll have to do. We'll go with a chapter from an hour from the base, right? Chai Balaboy. What's the Chiddush of Balaboy's Chai? So you're actually going to give us two chapters of the Chiddush of Balaboy's Chai. First chapter. Now, if you know Shoy Shul Pikea, normally we know Shoy is the Gem, it's Potol. Here we're going to say it's Chai. Dama Kamabim Asis in the Balaboy Potol. You're going to be your Mazel. Normally we say the Balaboy is bottle, why? Because the animal should have looked where he was going. And this Rashi, but you know, but they were amazing, the Rashi of Gemara, they should have looked where he's going. We have two shots in what this means in the Gemara. Doesn't mean to say he should have looked where he was going, and therefore is an onus for something unexpected, something I could never dread that should happen. Is that the shot? That's how Tosfos understood it. It's an onus for something I never dreamt. Or we came out from Rashi, Rashi didn't know that. Boy, Yuni Omeza means that the animal was suicidal. If I give a pig, and I'm not Bishaya, I mean, God Bishaya, leave it there, and then along comes up the care and jumps inside it, I'm not going to be chai, because you tell the animal why you're so suicidal. I'm not chai to pay your own, causing on yourself your own damages. And we have rights, that's what Rashi holds. Right, so really this Rashi here. The Bani Yunus makes the Rashi holds, it means that the animal should be more careful. It's not my fault. I don't know, I'm sharing it with Pitta. And the Chayr is falling in, I'll definitely be Chayr. And we're going to see soon something even a bit careful, we're going to be Chayr for. But that's okay. If the animal fell in without its own free choice, I would be Chayr for it. And since the animal jumped in on its own free choice, nobody told it to jump in, it did it. You tell an animal its own
bad luck. I don't think it's a bit of that.
Fine, that's the. Sorry, I'm in the middle of Russia. I'm in the social gap. Even the social gap, but you generally say, now I'm going to come on with my sister. We're going to see on in the top of the base. The Balabai photo, the body you near Pedro, you should have looked where he was going. Hoko Chai. Why? Chikoi Akia Piasoso. So, Rashi, here the Balabai is Chai. Why? Because you come on the time on the Balabai on the show, why did you fall in? Because he got shot. It wasn't his choice, it wasn't his violence. He fell in. He fell in because he got shot, and therefore the Balabai has shown the Balabai is Chai. This Rashi tells us that sometimes the Balabai will be Chayiv for Bikach. Sometimes the Balabai would be Chayiv if a Bikach falls in. Right? And then another case, maybe Shra, of a Balabai being Chayiv if a Bikach falls in. It's a bush. Against bush. Rashi also there. Rashi left the Gimel on the base. On the Agami. Rashi left the Gimel on the Agami. Rashi also to show you it's pushed in. The Baal HaBori is Chayim. Again, the same idea. You can't tell anybody, you should have looked where he was going. It wasn't his choice. He got pushed in from, shoved in from behind.
We talked before the warming cover.
Huh?
The warming cover. Same thing with warming cover. It's covered.
Yeah, okay, very good. It was covered, right? By what we said before. And then you were pushed in, punished for the care.
Right. A real care car might tap it to make sure it's strong enough before it walks.
That's an Einstein.
That's an engineer.
That's not what the animal is doing. Okay, so that's the first chapter of Rashi. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The chayim, the chiddush of the Mishnah is the chayim because the animal couldn't look after itself, and therefore even if you care, he'd be chayim. The Gemara Baruch name occurred. The Gemara going to ask, why don't we say the Balabai should be potter? It wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault. The Kerr was the one that caused it. This has been another shot. Another shot, another halakha of Mishnah. What's the chiddush? The Kerr agrees right. Said Rashi, this has been in the middle of Rashi, Lamed Abed, this has been. The follow of the Kerr Akir, Balabai Chai. What's the chiddush? The Afghan, the Kerr, the Kerr, the Kerr, the Kerr, the Kerr, the what's wrong for me? It's Mr. Curry's fault. So I should be off the hook. But Curry, I'm going to grab a hold of it. And the Balak Curry is off the hook anyway. He's sending you the ground. The time is on. We know that Allah is. A man is discovered. Somebody who startles his friend and goes him to death, let's say. Possibly, you know, you're not trying. There's only ground. And therefore, the Trevide, the Jewish law, we bottle both the chiseler and the one that died originally bottle. The Jesus should be potter because it's wrong. The one about the Jesus potter should be potter because he didn't cause it, he didn't instigate it. I've been arguing about it when I had it. Kerim Nosser, as I'm sure we've done before, I'm Nosser. If I were not with Eshamati, I even was going to say, Kerim Nosser knows that if you find the animal in your pit, even if you are the one that caused him to fall in the pit, you're chayiv to it. You're a biche, obviously, and the animal's in the pit, and even though you are the cause for the animal to fall in the pit, you are hired to pit. So the mission is going to be awesome.
What does Rashi mean by the session, Matthew?
And the second shot is the shot that he's had for his words.
I mean, I assume most of the shot in unique language.
Here are two shots. One is maybe.
Is he prefer the first one? Because obligated to say the second one?
No, no, no. He says that Shabbat, so he thinks that's the one he's.
It does what?
Yeah.
What does he say first?
And he likes it. That's the one that he's received from the Trevor.
But
exactly how much is your shame really about this? Well, the tradition. Might have both could be true. Both could be true, right? The shit is actually definitely both true. Rashi holds that an animal that got pushed in, the Balabai is the Balabai is high. So therefore, all the animal got started the pen and also. But generally, this shot is the one Rashi gives. That's the one that he's very good to say. Rashi, we could agree with both.
But this is the other shot. Remember, we said, why is it the one called Kriya in the Mishnah?
Before we learn, is there an afternoon to check? What's an afternoon to check?
The afternoon is all the things we're saying.
No, but is there a walking afternoon?
It could be, because if you learn like the first shot, then we're saying that the bottom of it is higher than even for sure you care. That's the things of the Mishnah. And according to places, I never kind of way of sharing. That could be enough. From the second time, Rashi, there's no reason for us to know how this that Balaboy would be hired for the care.
We told supposed, and I think that would only be for a board that's an open board. If you have a board that's that is covered insufficiently, I think the justice would agree that it should.
Sure.
So an
animal
that,
an
open
board, an animal fell in
right
due to outside source.
Right. He's been pushed for or the call.
Right. How come we kill a Korea? This is actually, remember why did it say the word kill a Korea? That do we need these words? How come we kill a Korea? Do we need it? So Tommy told us beforehand, then why are you caught if it falls out from the other people? Why are you caught or just can't go on? So they come to that, you don't know anything. I'm sure told us the reason why it's a good idea, the reason why you're caught is because it wasn't your to call him Ganson, and then the leader was the tyrant of the Joya, right? Mm-hmm. If so, you need to go to Korea. That's your actually.
This is for calling outside
of it. The ID, yeah, from outside. The ID is Rashi. The ID is not calculation. Kill a Kriya. Thomas Safer. The outlaw is Kill a Kriya. It's Rashi. Why did it say Kill a Kriya and the Safer? Just to keep things magical. Since in the ratio, since Kill a Kriya never comes out as a Kiddush, I'm going to hang up. Kill a Kriya. Oh, they don't say it's the Kriya that was caused it. But there was a reason why we said Kodak Kriya and Risha. That's why we said the Kodak Kriya and the Savior. You don't really need Kodak Kriya. Right? You don't really need Kodak Kriya. The reason why I said it is just because to keep things symmetrical. So, if that's true, which chat does Rashi know?
You don't choose which chat.
If like, well, you don't need it, you don't need it.
You can simply read it. Because you don't need it. So I will say it's Kaka Oilon. Problem is, the Russian government on the base learned that you would be high. She comes to Shmuel, you would be high. Somebody walks up a pig, a ramp of 10 talking, and the animal falls off the ramp. Who made the ramp? Mr. Ramp made it, and the animal falls off over 3-4 inches, and that damages itself. Rashi holds the bar, a ramp is high. So Rashi clearly holds, according to Shmuel, your chayim, even if there's no, your chayim, even if it's kakaim, I'm a gami your chayim. Right?
Mm-hmm. Because there's no other source. There's no other tala. You only have two.
So he made it.
So then you do need it then. So you need it. Why
Rashi says you don't need it.
Right.
That's the problem. Rashi says that. You don't need the fact that you've got a Kriya and your Rashi over there, clearly mustn't tell you do. Let's just speak out just to be 100% clear. In the previous sermon, I've done all the things through that. What's the thing if something makes a ramp, 10 foot in total, and an animal goes up it and falls and damages itself? Is the Baal HaRam, is the one that made it, is he Chayim or not? Rashi and all, yes. I mean, Rashi is saying, even though it's Karka Oilon, nothing to do with me, it's outside my ramp. Even though it's Karka Oilon, I'm Chayim.
He made the Kavata.
How did you make it?
I mean, he did it.
So, made a Rashi holds, even though I didn't touch the ground around it, I'm going to be high, right? So, how's Rashi going to learn the Mishnah that tells me if the animal trips up on the pit and lands outside of it, then you're bottom? If Rashi holds the high, even if you didn't dig out that ground, it's the ground around it. So why should it be that if you trip up on the pit and land outside the pit, you're bottom? The only answer to that is because there was some outside influence. There was a Kodak Kriya.
There's a credit like me. I wasn't judging my Takara, but somebody else's Takara. That's why the Balabor is going to be caught. If I make an animal fell off, why did it fall off? Because of me. I'm kind. If I make a pit, an animal trips up in my pit, not only because of me, but because of the outside noise, I'm going to be caught. So it's very, very important to say the words Kodak Kriya.
By him minimizing or not.
So I just say, don't need it.
Don't need it.
What's going on, Rash? So Shimon mumbled on the breath, quite right. And Rash is going like Rav. Rav learned what the Achrov mean.
Achrov is face forward into the pit.
Achrov, what's Achrov?
Achrov is into the pit, but face forward. Face. Oh, Achrov is backward.
Rashi learns the Achrov because Rav learns the Achrov into the pit backwards. Into the pit on his high quarters. And why is it not Chayiv? Because there's no head on. It makes no difference. It's Kriya, not Kriya. There's no head on. That's why you're hot. So Rashi's saying, that's Rav, that there's no difference. In Shmuel, of course, there's a difference. In Rav, there's no difference. Says Rabbi Yosef, from here you see that Rashi passes like Rashi goes out of his way. Why does it say Kodak Kriya? Lav Dafkin. Otto the Rishon, I did Tony Rishon. What are you talking about? According to Shmuel, of course you need it. You, Mr. Rashi, you must hold that way, because Rashi holds that if I make a takon and the animal falls out onto the street, even though I didn't dig out that street, I'm chayav for it. So why my pots took a chips off on my pit? Must be because it was outside Israel. So of course it's necessary. So why did it say I did? That's it, we get my ground. So no curious if I'm here, we pass him like Rashi holds like that.
So when you talk about opera is always going to be into the pit.
Forward, carrier, backwards, bottom, was out of the pit, forward.
Always going to punch.
Right.
Except for it depends though.
No head on.
No, but it depends though. What about your own pit? It's oh, because he's there on the ramp, with the ball of ramp, he's only explaining Shmuel, he doesn't agree with Shmuel. He wouldn't hold like that.
Who's he?
Rashi would not hold that if someone fell off of a ramp. It's an animal fell off
a ramp. A lot of advice that Rashi would say, if something makes a ramp and that one goes up and falls off it,
that's what I'm
saying. A lot of advice.
He's always explaining Shmuel over there.
Very good. So I forgot to start off today's show. We can end up with today's show with the same idea. We're trying to focus a little bit about the Inyan of Inyan Beis Hamikdash, about what we've lost and how we're meant to mourn for it. There's a famous Medrash Chazal, very famous Medrash Chazal, and it was a place where he met, I can't remember the name of the time was, a very deep philosopher. He met him and he saw he was crying over the broken wall of stones and wood of the Beis Hamikdash. Yirmiyah met Yirmiyah, and he says, I don't understand why you're crying about such a thing. Just wood, what are you crying about? And second question I have is, it's happened already. What's the point of crying over that? Still not. And then ask me some questions. You must have looked for questions. Go and ask them again. Then you fire him all these deep, deep questions and Yirmiyah answer them all back. So then he said, how do you know all those? Where are you getting them from? He said, if I met you know so much, so my questions are much stronger. Why are you crying about piece of wood? And well, it's all past. What are you crying about? And Yirmiyah answered him that all my knowledge comes from these pieces of wood, meaning that the Koy of Chachma, the Koy of all Sechel, was from the Shina, was from the Beis Hamikdash. Now that that's gone, he puts on crying. All the Koy of any Chachma is gone. And regarding your second question, now why I'm crying about past, something's happened already, there's no point in answering it to you. You're not going to understand it. You're very deep. You're not going to understand it. Which the Mazdeh
Flavin wouldn't understand it. Every school child can understand it. We understand that the Churban, that basically is not an occurrence that happened and it's finished. It's given Nechav Biyomot. We have a possibility of causing that Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt. So how do we cause it to be rebuilt? By mourning on our loss, by understanding our deep loss, by us tuning into it and feeling our deep loss, and mourning about it, crying about it, that's what causes a rebellion to say, okay, yeah, we're going to bring you back to Beis Hamikdash. That's something which, so that we can understand, a deep philosopher like Flavin has no way to understand. The Eibitz writes that is, in his eyes, the biggest hate that we've been over on. We thought of those. He's been that long before the Holocaust. He says that the people stopped mourning about the victims because they're happy with their living, and they stopped feeling about this. It was very famous in Shakosh, where he writes about this. People in Germany, he says before the Holocaust, the people in Germany said this, Berlin is Yerushalayim, and as far as we're concerned, that's where we stay. And he made it, Hashem's going to bring a Sarah the Sufa, a very strong thing, which we know, we've heard about it. Some of our grandparents lived through it, but the terrible Sarah that he even went through it, all because of this idea, which they don't. Boxham, we live in it, so it's easier for us here. Even Gashmi, it's easier for us here. It's also easier to tune in. You go to the coastal, you go to see the sites that we've lost. It's easier for us. It's easier for us to connect. It's more here for us to connect to. And that's what we've done. There's any name, I'm sure, for the team.
Right.
Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rabbi Yaakov, and we should have a good Shabbos as well.